Hello and welcome to another Orbit. We're starting a new week today of these reflections, Daily Time with God from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Thanks for your kind messages about this so far, but please do keep telling us what you do and don't like and how we can improve it. So we're looking at Paul together this term, and our Bible reading today is Acts chapter 13 and verses 2 to 5. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. The two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. I'll be honest, I don't know if that's how you pronounce those words. Well, God has work for us to do in the world. And every day in the ordinary communities that we live in, he has work for us to do in our schools, our homes, and our places of work, if we have them. He doesn't just ask us to follow him and do nothing. He wants us to be part of his mission to transform the world. So what is that work? Well, really simply, it's about loving other people. But love isn't just a feeling, it's an action. We can love people by seeing that they get justice or by sharing acts of kindness. We can love people by doing something positive in our school or home or a community which makes the world just a little bit better, a little bit more as it was supposed to be. And we can love people by inviting them to join the beautiful place of belonging that is the church, God's family. And that's how Saul decided he was going to get involved in God's mission to love the world. He was going to be a preacher, a sharer of the good news about Jesus to anyone who'd listen. And he starts here in a place called Salamis. He was, to put it mildly, spectacularly good at it. But Saul, who became Paul, wasn't good at evangelism on his own. It wasn't just that he was an incredible public speaker with a brilliant brain. That alone would not have brought him so much success. He had help. And in today's passage, we see that the Holy Spirit not only chooses Saul and his friend Barnabas for this work of evangelism, but he also sends them on their way. So what does that mean for God to send them on their way? Well, I think it's not just that he put a bit of extra wind in their sails as they went to Cyprus. I think it's much more than that. The Holy Spirit equipped them with everything they needed for success because it wasn't their mission, but his. Paul was a great evangelist because he was full of the power of the Holy Spirit. And in the same way as that, God doesn't just ask us to get on and do his work in the world on our own steam. He sends us and he equips us by his Holy Spirit. God chooses to use us, but he also empowers us. And the context for this, the way that God seems to equip us with his power, is in worship and fasting. And that's how today's passage starts. And worship is the way that we get ready for his work. Worship is really important because it focuses us on God. And when we give him our full attention, that's when he can really start to use us. So we're going to think about worship again in a moment, but you might just want to join me now in praying this prayer. Lord, I want to be part of your mission. I choose to love the people and the communities around me. I pray that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit and equip me with everything I need to share your love wherever it is needed most. Amen. Well, there's now a chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments of silence. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into practice. So here is today's challenge. Saul and Barnabas met with the Holy Spirit when they were worshipping and fasting. We're going to leave fasting as a subject for another day. So today, just take a few minutes to concentrate on praising and worshipping God. You can do that however you like, by listening to a worship playlist or going for a walk in nature. The important thing is to focus on God and to see if you can sense his spirit in and around you. Well, that's it for another Orbit. If you want to get in touch, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or message us on Instagram. We're @stmarys_satellites. Let us know what you think of this daily reflection. We'd love your feedback. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.